USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says coronavirus cases are going up in states with low vaccination rates. He says medical experts predict
the cases will go up further before they start to come back down.
Millions of federal workers will be required to verify they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus or else face mandatory masking, weekly testing, social distancing, and other new rules.
Right now, too many people are dying. We're watching someone they love dying and saying, if I just got vaccinated, if I just, it's heartbreaking.
The president is also directing the Defense Department to look into adding the coronavirus shot to the list of required vaccinations for members of the military. The recent spike in coronavirus cases is tied to the Delta variant in people who are not vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
About 400,000 workers in the U.S. have filed new unemployment claims, according to the Labor Department in its weekly report. The number of new filings is a decrease of about 24,000 from the previous week. For the week ending July 24th, there were about 3.3 million continuing claims, which lagged the initial claims by a week. The largest increases for the latest available data were seen in Michigan, Texas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Illinois. The greatest decreases in claims were seen in New York, Puerto Rico, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Georgia. First Lady Jill Biden has undergone a medical procedure at Walter Reed Hospital to remove a sharp object that got lodged in her foot when she was walking on the beach in Hawaii last weekend. She was there attending two official events. She stopped over in Hawaii after attending the opening ceremonies of the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A governor in Texas is taking steps to try to curb the illegal immigrants crossing the border. USA Radio's Dan Naraki reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has moved to stop the transportation of illegal migrants in his state. His executive order bans the ground transportation of those released into the country to await court dates or processing, and only allows for them to be moved by law enforcement officials. Senator Ted Cruz says that President Biden has allowed the crisis at the southern border to become a superspreader event. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the White House's policies have allowed the virus to spread in border states.
The Biden administration has released over 50,000 illegal aliens without even giving them a court date. Just release them, and you know what? They're asked to report into ICE. About 13% of them report into ICE. It's spreading COVID in our communities, and I'll tell you right now, the election of Joe Biden becoming president of this country was a COVID super spreader event because they're releasing illegal aliens in South Texas and all across the country with COVID, and they're spreading COVID, and yet their radical policies, they don't want to do anything to protect us.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A judge in Los Angeles has dismissed one out of 11 sexual assault counts against Harvey Weinstein. This gives the former movie mogul and convicted rapist a minor and possibly temporary victory. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.